Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now we're going to turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, the second chapter, and we're going to say a little more on the subject of peace. In other words, a peace that is now being proclaimed, or a peace that is now being preached. And after all, you know, there are frequently those who have false notions as to how a sinner enters into and enjoys the peace that Jesus gives. Yes, thank God, my Savior could say, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, you know. Peace that comes through the world or in this world is but a temporary thing, and soon it passes away. But the peace that my Savior gives is an abiding peace, regardless of conditions, regardless of circumstances in the world or even in your life. Now, may I remind you that peace is being preached, and every man, every woman, every boy and girl should hear about the peace that Jesus gives. You see, it is a personal thing, very, very personal. And as we are reminded in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans by the same great Apostle Paul, he said, How shall they hear without the preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? And so every true preacher of the gospel, every truly God-sent servant should be preaching peace to the world. That's what men and women need. Peace with God. Peace with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, will you listen to this verse in Ephesians chapter 2 then? Verse 14 says, He is our peace, who hath made to both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Yes, I can say, thank God, Jesus is my Savior, but He is my peace. You see, He's the peace offering. Thank God for that. And because the blessed Lord Jesus Christ sustained the wrath and the judgment of God, it was in order that peace might be procured. God is satisfied, and all who trust Him would be at peace with God, would be at peace with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the remedy for every heartache and every heartbreak in the world. And the speaker thanks God again and again that he can come to you over the air and tell you about the peace of God that passeth all understanding, and the peace that should be yours right today. And maybe as you look into the future, you're filled with fear and dark forebodings, and there is not that rest and that peace. Do you know why? A great many people are counting on their own efforts. They're counting on their own works. They're counting upon human attainment rather than resting upon the one who purchased peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I shall remind you, too, that in verse 17 he says, And came and preached peace to them, to you which were afar off. And of course, that would be the Gentiles, and to them that were nigh, that would be the Jews. But you see, the same Savior proclaims peace to the Jews. He proclaims peace to the Gentiles, because it has been secured, procured by His own dear Son. And you'll never know true peace till you know Jesus, until you have personally received Him as your very own. Not enough to hear about it, not enough to know about it, not enough to know that others are enjoying present perfect peace with God, and there's every evidence of it, the contacts you have made with Him, and you still are at war in your heart against God, and there's still that unrest. And listen, right today, the blessed Son of God, the Savior, is for you. And He wants to be your very own. How says someone? Well, we're going to say more about it in our next message to you. But today we remind you that God is for you, in that He sent His Son, and certainly Christ Jesus is for you, in that He has purchased peace and is now offering Himself to you. And I repeat, there are those who have the idea that peace is something I must earn. Too late, friends. You're 1900 years too late to begin, because when the Savior died upon Calvary's cross and said, It's finished, the work was done, it was then and there that peace was purchased at infinite cost. And from Calvary right down to the present day, His true servants are proclaiming peace to a perishing world. And certainly we would direct your gaze to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. And if you'd open the heart's door and bid the Savior enter in, you would enjoy peace today through our Lord Jesus Christ.